Welcome to Imperfect Parenting. I'm Ariel Green Anderson.
My name is Mats Andersson.
We're bringing you raw, real, and unfiltered stories from around the world.
Are you an IP parent?
Hey, it's Coach Ariel Anderson, and you might hear a whipping, tapping sound in the background, and that is Mats doing his jump roping exercise. He's loving that. And I'm in the car in our old studio. I just got back from horses, and that was lovely. Just sort of giving some love to the horses and had a little moment there that sparked some thoughts. And, you know, I realized we're kind of being a little fluid with the day that we're putting out the podcast. It's like somewhere between Wednesday and Monday. But there is the intention. Today is the 22nd, so I really like that. 3/22 feels good, feels important. And spring just sprang and our clocks went back. Somebody says for the last time, we'll see. California does that still. Feeling like a nap is in order, and we'll see how that goes. And, you know, we suddenly have an unexpected 4 hours together, Mats and I, and that was a surprise. And it's been a week of being brave and asking for what we need and working with being rejection proof. That's been so powerful. Very, very powerful path of, you know, really pushing the limits of comfort and discomfort. And I'm hoping that continues and keeping that intention. And we'll, you know, check back in as that's moving forward. Today is so much about, you know, what brings you energy. And I realize that when things happen that you don't like or you don't enjoy or it's not a woo for you, right? That it's so important to find the things that shift that. So mood shifters, energy shifters. So that's going to be our focus today. And, you know, and the rejection proofing, you know, getting lots of rejections and quite a few yeses to things I didn't think people would say yes to has been really transformative. I've been using it a lot in negotiation because it's a place I'm not always comfortable with, depending on what it is. I love negotiating for other people, and it just depends on what area of life it is. And in this realm, it's been really fun. You know, like, let's ask for way less or more than we had intended, not necessarily with clients, more in the realm of, you know, we're just going on marketplace and doing different things, just safe, silly places where, and being respectful, like, is this a respectable amount? What do you think of that? And they'll be like, well, you know, and that's what negotiation's all about. And when I traveled in places like Thailand and Mexico and places that really enjoy, and it's part of the culture to kind of go back and forth, it was much easier, but we haven't been traveling as much in the last few years. So that muscle is needs some strengthening. And as well, it's just noticing all the places where the body holds the no's and the yeses and how it works somatically. That's so powerful and interesting to me, just to notice that there are times when you're losing energy that you might not even be thinking about how much energy you lose, and and thus not necessarily considering when to kind of punk up. I don't know where I got that. Punk up, puff up, whatever it is, to get your energy realigned, maybe is the word I want to use. So it's very interesting for me to notice that when you take a breath, when something happens or you notice a tension in your body, it's the little things like someone doesn't return your text or your email. And it's not necessarily that you're impatient, though sometimes I am. Sometimes I'll kind of go, oh, maybe that wasn't the right thing to say. And I'll send another text message and they're like, geez, I was in the shower. You know, I can be impatient sometimes, or the time feels shorter to me than it does for some. Like, it felt like an eternity. What do you mean? You know, it's just funny. And other times it can be something. I loved what one of the ladies in my mastermind brought up. She's just, it was so perfect as we were talking about it. And it was, you know, and I feel it too. I'm curious if you feel this too when you hear this. Sending requests out or a list out with your partner to go to the store or go and get something or a bunch of things, and they don't come back with like a couple of your core things. Like, I don't know if it's butter or strawberries or your favorite bar. I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not necessarily a sweet thing. It's just something you were looking forward to or expected or hoped to have, and then it wasn't there. And that's a little loss. That's a little pull of energy. Oh, you didn't remember my thing. Oh, I forgot. I hear that all the time. Or, oh, you know, there were too many things on the list. Mots will say that all the time. There's too many things on the list. I'm like, but that's what we need, you know? So these little pulls happen all throughout the day. And you can even do it to yourself sometimes without even realizing it. Like, you make a promise to yourself. An example right now, I would say, like, I'm really looking forward to sitting in the sun. But if I didn't do that, and there are days, over the weekend, we had our first sun, and I was like, okay, I had some sun a month ago. It's not that I don't want sun now, but I really am into, I want to do this garage. And part of it was that I wanted to do that before the great weather came so that I could be outside and not feel like, oh my gosh, the garage is crazy. And so it was kind of a should, kind of something I wanted to do. And it was just like playing that line of like, the first day I was really into it. The second day, kind of, and the third day, I was not moving very quickly on it and realized that I needed to go out in the sun. I had kind of almost, I had broken a promise to myself to pause and follow the energy. And the energy was saying, go sit in the sun, go be in the sun. Your body is, you're a plant. I'm a plant. We're all carbon based, right? So, or most of us, unless there's some aliens out there listening, I have no idea. But as I know it, carbon based, and we're like plants. We need our water and our nourishment and the sun. You don't need tons of sun. We're not saying go get burned if you're a white, milky white, you know, beautiful, dark skin, beautiful, yellow, whatever your color is, or whatever is the proper thing to say. I'm not wokey, you know me. I'm doing the best I can there, but it doesn't matter how much, but there's a little hit that comes from your eyes actually seeing the sunshine and not being behind a sunglasses. That's so important. I just wanted to put that out there. My husband's coming, looking over, going like, what's happening? You know, he's sitting in the sun all sweaty, getting his sun right now. And I just wanted to put that out there. What is it for you? Like, what are the hits that you sometimes don't get to? And notice that notice the energy when you lose it because you break a promise to yourself or someone else does. And what gets you there? Now, I know the 100% thing that will get me there is a little bit of sun most days. And the second thing is music. I have a playlist, and it's so important to me. The second thing is hugs. So I like to give and receive and ask for hugs. Like, that's the place where sometimes I get rejection, but most of the time I don't. I want to give you a hug. I want to get a hug. I want to feel your body, like with my husband. I do it with friends too. I have a friend, my friend Caitlin, will like have a gazillion things going on, but we'll get out of the car at the line up and, you know, be like, oh, can I have a hug? Or, you know, I give her a hug or whatever. And there's something powerful in that touch. And I used to be such a touchy-feely person. I couldn't get enough. And now it's like I've been a little overstimulated in the last few years. And sometimes I'm just in the midst of managing being in a family and how that all works. And, you know, maybe you have the same, but just I hope that you can take a moment and think about, like, what are your 1, 2, 3 things that are 100%, no matter what's going on in your life, whatever craziness that will shift your energy and your mood. Because, you know, I was listening to Susie Moore again today, and we were in a coaching session, and she's talking about that, you know, thoughts become actions, or thoughts become emotions become actions, and actions create our lives. And it's kind of all those things intermixed. And there was one more thing, but I don't remember what it is. And it's true. You know, you and I like to think we're in a room together right now, wherever you are in the world. Definitely don't forget to think about you and how you want to feel today. I woke up pretty tired. Oh, now he's doing something on top of the car. And now I'm exhausted physically because I did horses today and did a lot of things, but there's a lightness and there's hope because I just decided it. Like, I'm just deciding it's going to be a good day. And I also decided to shift some energy around a couple things that have been pulling energy. And I think about you today and I think, what is pulling your energy right now, big and small? Note it down, write it down, think about it for this moment. And then what would be a few things that you are grateful for or that give you energy no matter what? So turn on that playlist, stand out in the sun, go out to nature, hug your dog, whatever it is. And just notice what you do have right now. What's there? Like, what brings you joy? Like today, what things brought you joy? I can say the shimmer on the lights that we haven't lit for a while that were from Valentine's Day and Christmas. The red berries that have stayed all through winter on one of our plants so we have color no matter what. My husband rocking back and forth to the music he's listening to cracks me up and brings me joy. This satin bag I have from my friend's business that I'm so proud of her as she's jumping into. And the fuzzy thing on my mic that I have that I keep in the car. And you, because you're out there. And I know I've been hibernating. You've been getting the podcast. There's a part of me that's been not putting a lot out there, not out there all the time. As you've been maybe seeing on social media, slowly coming back, put some things out there, kind of wanted to do it, kind of didn't. There's a shift happening. And I'm right there with you. There's been some energy moving and it's been intense. And sometimes caving is okay. Being quiet's okay. And sometimes it's just time to step out into the light. And we're getting there slowly, I think. And I'm here. I'm here for that. And I'm always curious how you're doing. So if you get a mail from me, if you have picked something up down in the description that's interesting for you and you've gotten a mail from me, because I don't send tons every so often. Let me know how you are, if there's something interesting there, because what's happening with you matters. All right. I wish you a beautifully imperfect day. Today is a calm, mellow day, and then we're going to go see Grandma and check on her and make sure she's moving and grooving. And we're going to be swirling eggs at a friend's, marbling eggs. And there'll be a birthday party with black light. What was that? Black light mini golf and some bowling. Ella hasn't done either. Well, she's done the black light mini golf, but not the bowling. And so this should be an interesting journey. I love all the things that people are doing and the way in which you're doing it, big and small, how you pause, it all matters and you matter. Thanks for being in my life, our lives. A little butterfly just went by, so I know that that is an important moment. And see you soon. Bye. Hey, if you made it this far in the podcast, fantastic. Thank you. I hope the journey was interesting for you today, whether it was me or the conversation I had with somebody somewhere in the world. You being here makes all the difference because what you take in, you echo out to others, and that is meaningful. Definitely jump down in the description and check out what we've got going on down there. Keep your eyes open for the new things and new conversations that are just around the corner. I'm Coach Ariel Anderson, and I wish you a beautifully imperfect day.